Welcome to Season 2, Episode 4 of the Student Alumni Council Podcast. Today I'm joined by Rose Tyler. Rose is an OSU alum and currently works here at OSU in Marketing and Strategic Communications. With that being said, I would like to welcome Rose to the podcast, and let's get started.
Coming into college, what was your major?
I studied psychology and French at Ohio State. So in that, coming into college, I specifically was studying psychology, and then later added French.
So coming to college, then what career did you think you were going to go into with psychology?
Yeah, I imagined going and pursuing a doctoral degree in psychology and becoming a researcher or a professor, somebody who studies psych, and that's their life.
So then you said you added French later. How did, what caused you to add French, and how did that change your idea of what you might end up going into after college?
Yeah, well, I added French because I had taken French all throughout high school. I loved French. I had gone to Paris. I just had really enjoyed learning French, and I didn't want to lose that skill because that's the kind of thing that if you don't keep it up, you lose a language skill like that. And so I decided to add a French major after taking a handful of French classes and realized that I had the space in my, schedule, and psych wasn't going to take up all of my time, so I definitely could add another major. And so I realized, well, why not keep taking French classes and keep getting better at French? As for how it reshaped my career path or trajectory, I'm not quite sure if it has or if it will. For right now, I still just really enjoy learning it, and it was more of a passion project than a this is going to be something I use. I'm going to go translate documents or something like that. But it's definitely been something that I enjoyed learning and have been able to use right now. I mean, I started volunteering just a few months ago at the Riverview International Center here in Columbus. And I'm an English conversational partner. So I'm paired up with somebody who recently immigrated from Algeria. And so that has been really cool because she natively speaks French, and we've been able to communicate in both English, where she's learning English, and in French. So it's just been helpful to have an extra skill set, even if I'm not using it professionally quite so much.
Sure. And that's something I think it's good for some people to think about, is that majors don't always have to be pointing right towards where you want to go in your career. It can be a passion project or something that just interests you, because it's not always about what's for the next thing. It's what is enjoyable right then.
Mm-hmm.
What does your career look like now, or what it looked like coming out of college?
Well, right after college, I took a job with a digital marketing agency. And I pivoted a little bit away from the psych world because I did graduate pretty much in the middle of the pandemic. So I was not a 2020 grad, but a 2021 grad, which meant that the pandemic was really in kind of its really intense stages still, especially for applying for graduate school, because I was applying the fall of 2020. So nobody had any sense of whether they would have funding for graduate students, whether they would be accepting graduate students. I couldn't get any clear answers in any communications that I sent out. And so when I ended up applying, it was just a really rough time. I hadn't finished my thesis at that point, like I had afterward. And so I don't think I was as strong as an applicant, and I don't think it was a good time to be applying for a lot of people. So that path didn't work out. So I pivoted because I had already been doing some freelance writing here and there for a company that I actually applied to during the pandemic, because I wanted a remote option. I wanted to be able to keep working. And I found them online, and they said they were hiring writers. And I've always really enjoyed writing. Writing is one of my things that I love to do. And so I became a writer for them during college. So I had a little bit of experience writing professionally just during senior year when the pandemic struck. So then after that, I became an editor at a digital marketing agency. And I was editing content for small businesses to help them, small businesses across the country to help them just find more customers online. And yeah, then that company ended up getting bought out and they did not need editors anymore because they were bought out by a software company that wanted to move away from the marketing side and more towards the day-to-day operations of small businesses. So they didn't need marketing editors. And I was fortunate enough to find the role that I'm currently in at Ohio State as an editor here on the marketing and strategic communications team that works really closely with admissions.
Nice. Did you use any resources at Ohio State when you first were coming out of college to find a job? And then even coming back, did you use any resources that you might have known from before to come and get this job now?
Not directly. I didn't use anything that would be like very directly linked to Ohio State, but I will say that both of my jobs I found through LinkedIn. And LinkedIn, the reason that I developed a LinkedIn presence at all was because of Ohio State and Ohio State helping me learn how to do it, what to include, going to alumni events where alumni would talk about building their own LinkedIns and connecting with Ohio State alumni on LinkedIn so that I would find out about relevant jobs around the university or around the Columbus area. And I don't think, because I wasn't interested initially in the business route or anything that would take me into kind of a direct career after school, I wouldn't have really built a LinkedIn. Like I didn't see a purpose for it. If I was just going straight to graduate school, I didn't really need it. And I only built one because I went to enough Ohio State events, alumni sponsored events that said, oh, it's really good to have one. And here, we'll help, we'll show you what to include. We'll connect with you right away after the event because we met you. And so I figured, okay, I'll build one, even though that didn't seem like the right direction. So in kind of an indirect way, I would attribute my LinkedIn presence, which was how I found out about these jobs. So, and how I was able to connect with them and ask questions about them. So yeah, I think Ohio State just setting you up for professional success has done a good job and helped me find where I'm at.
Would you recommend anyone build a LinkedIn presence, even if they don't feel like it's going to be valuable right out of school?
Yes, yes, I would. I'm actually in my, since I work for Ohio State now, I'm able to be a mentor in the STEP program. If you're familiar, the second year transformational experience program. And through that program, I work with second year students. It's a big part of what I do now, especially throughout the fall when we're doing our cohort meetings all fall. So I'm gearing up for this is my second year. I did it last year. So this will be my second year coming into it. And one of the activities that I'm planning for this year is to do a little bit more on career and professional success. So focusing on building a LinkedIn presence is one of the key parts, because you can start connecting with people in college and there are so many things that you can just find from people sharing jobs on LinkedIn that you just cannot find other places. So I really, really recommend it.
You said you were looking for grad school, but did internships or any practical experience while you're at Ohio State play a role in getting to where you are today?
Yeah, again, in both direct and indirect ways. I did a lot of different things at Ohio State and I loved it. I loved my Ohio State time, which is why I work on marketing that experience to prospective students now, because I enjoyed it so much and I want other people to get that experience. So some of the things that I did that I think helped me, one was I was a university ambassador. So the tour guides, the campus tour guides, I did that for 3 years and I really, really enjoyed it. And because of that experience, I knew a lot about the university. I had already established kind of a professional presence with the admissions team. And so I was a little bit more able to get the job that I have now because of that. So I think that the being an ambassador definitely helped. And then there were a handful of other things that I did that might have indirectly helped and just helped me build skills. Like I completed a research thesis during my time at Ohio State in the psych department. So again, that was more when I was gearing towards graduate school. I was thinking it would be really great to have some research experience working with some of the top scholars. So I worked in Dr. Jennifer Crocker's lab in the psych department, which is the self and social motivation lab. She has retired since, but her lab was really, really interesting. And she focused a lot on goals and relationships and motivation systems and how we can encourage people to behave in better, more pro-social ways. So I did a thesis in there and wrote up 50 pages on relationship goals. And I think that really helped me not only just get better at researching, get better at writing, and just establish myself a little bit better.
It's interesting to hear you talk about like your time with psychology, with the psychology department, or time being a university ambassador, something that wouldn't directly point towards any specific career, or at least the career you're in now. But even just doing any of those experiences will help you in life or in a career. So I think that's definitely a good lesson for someone who maybe is questioning their where they're exactly going, is that there's not a direct path to really anything. And as long as you're doing something that you enjoy, you'll find where you want to go, and that'll help you some way down the road.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is just building experiences that you can point to. And so they can be very diverse. And that's something that I just naturally really enjoy. I love doing a wide variety of things. Even now, I try to keep a wide variety of different activities and different connection points, partly so that you have a big network. You have a lot of people that you can reach out to and you have connections. But also just because then when you're interested in something in the future, it's an ability to forge new connections, because you can point to, oh, you really like French? Well, I studied French. And even though, again, that's not connected to my, you know, my career path directly, there are people that are interested in the same things as you everywhere. And so if you can point to, I've done this, or I've done this, or I really enjoyed this, I think it gives you a huge advantage. And so that's part of the reason I do what I do, but also I don't want to be bored. So I like to try a lot of different things.
So looking back now, is there something you wish you had done earlier or done differently that you didn't do?
Well, knowing that my path would take me in more of the writing, editing, marketing direction, at least for now, I would really have liked to have a little bit more direct experience with some of those. Like I said, I had some of the freelance writing experience senior year, but it wasn't until senior year that I started really getting into the writing direction. So I think I did put a lot of energy towards graduate school, towards one plan of, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and I'm going to be a researcher. And I don't regret that at all. But I do wish maybe I had popped in some other more directly concrete experiences early on of like, well, okay, now I have one specific skill set that if the plan I'm envisioning doesn't work out, I can do this instead. So something, I think it's always important to have some sort of marketable skill set, and that can be adaptable to a lot of different fields. I don't think, you know, you have to be like, well, I can only do this one thing and only this one job. But I think having like, okay, you can write, that means that you can work in a whole bunch of different sectors, a whole bunch of different areas that require somebody who can communicate clearly with an audience. And I think having a skill like that is critical. And I think I didn't start really developing that kind of credential until later. And I wish I'd done that just a little bit earlier.
You've talked about how you transitioned both in your majors and then from your majors to a different type of career. And then even within your career, what has been some of the challenges of transitioning in your career, or what have you enjoyed about it?
It was definitely a transition to go from what I was expecting to the reality. And that's still a challenge, I think, because especially in college, when you're studying something, you develop really big expectations about what your life will look like afterwards, or at least you have some concept or idea of what you want it to look like afterwards. And when that doesn't happen, it can be either disappointing or disillusioning or frustrating. And I think that was my initial reaction, because immediately after school, I moved home. I was back with my parents for close to a year. I was working kind of a more classic 9-to-5 job. I was, again, you're kind of back. I was back at the bottom of the totem pole for a little bit, you know, like I was back at the starting point. Where I had been leading things, I had been in charge of projects, I had been writing up things, and I felt like I had some authority. And then I was back to being kind of the bottom of the editor ranking. And so I had a lot of expectations of what I would be doing and where I would be. And then those did not immediately come to fruition. And that was disheartening at first. And I think it took me a little while to realize that, and I'm still realizing that expectations do not equal reality all the time, and that that's okay. And that you might end up in more interesting directions, because I mean, I really, really enjoy a lot of aspects of my job, a lot of aspects of my team. I love working for a university, and I never would have, and I've developed a very specific skill set that I wouldn't have expected, or I just didn't see, I wouldn't have expected myself to enjoy, of project management and seeing things through and working with a ton of different people, way more than I think I would have otherwise, because working at one of the largest universities in the country, the network is enormous of people that you meet, the people that you have to work with to get a project completed. And I didn't envision any of that. And so sometimes I think it's important to appreciate where you do end up and what you do end up getting to do, not getting so caught up in some of the initial, this isn't what I thought the future would look like feelings.
Is there any part of you that wishes that you had gone straight into what you're doing now? Or do you like the path you took?
I like the path I took a lot. I don't regret doing a thesis. I don't regret studying psychology at all. Psychology is still a huge part of my life. I read psychology related books and articles almost daily. I love psych related things. I manage my own blog now that I write, that's my own personal blog that's related to psych. And I wouldn't have been able to do those things if I didn't have a really strong background in psych and in the research that psychologists use and writing up my own project. And I think had I just studied what I'm doing now, like I'd gone straight into either, you know, a writing, editing, marketing background, I think I would have missed out on a lot of other things that made me, that piqued my interest. Because while I really love writing and editing, I've been able to learn a lot of that on the job, and I would not be learning psychology as much on the job, like the background and the research and the theory. So I think it's really good to develop practical skills. Like I was saying, I think it's really important to have a marketable skill and credential to your name, at least something that you are good at and know how to do and can bring to the table in a career. But one of the things I think is most important about college is that it's not only about developing one specific skill that you can do. That's an important piece of it. But I think the larger picture is that it's about learning more about the world. And that's something that is unique about college and why I work in college marketing and trying to get people to come to college and to come to Ohio State specifically, because college is transformational, and it has, you have so much time and energy and ability, unlike other times in your life, to study interesting, mind-bending things, to learn things at a level that you can't later on in life. And I think that should be appreciated and not taken for granted. And when people choose to focus only on career benefits.
So you'd say that it's much more important to learn about like the world, broad things you're interested in, and then you use that knowledge to gain the skills within the specific job you go into, because you feel that you can learn a lot about what you need to do within the job instead of just building those skills during school. That's more valuable than if you only build up those skills during school.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of skills are taught on the job. You need to learn how to do a very specific thing for a very specific company or organization. So even if you have a really good foundation in something, it's going to be kind of uprooted, at least to a certain extent, because you're working for a very specific organization that has very specific needs and expectations. And so, yeah, in my opinion, I mean, again, there are some fields where you really need a strong background in it. And I understand that. And, you know, you need to be career ready. But at the same time, you can also expand. I mean, that's why general education courses are a thing. And even though people complain about them, they are so valuable and interesting. If you take the right ones, the ones that are interesting to you, and you really learn about something new that's outside your particular wheelhouse. So yeah, I think that's one of the biggest virtues and assets of college and a college education. Yeah.
Did you have that mindset during college, or has that grown since then, the idea of needing that broader perspective? Because I know personally, as a sophomore, a lot of students do not like the general education. They feel they're kind of a waste. But I even have seen just in the first year how valuable that can be. So did you have that then, or has that grown since you've been out of college?
I think both. It's grown since I've been out of college, because it's one of the things that I miss about being in college is the expectation all the time that you get to learn. And once you're working, the expectation is a little bit, you're still learning so much when you're working, but you're not learning about completely, you know, out of the box things that are just really interesting. You're learning practical things that will help you on that job. And I miss that. And so I think that's why my feeling has grown here, because I miss that feeling of being able to just learn about the coolest things, about whatever. And especially if you're taking the right gen eds, which I think sometimes people don't always make the best choices there, and so then they end up frustrated. But if you end up taking ones that really interest you, that fit into the categories, check all the boxes, but are still interesting to you, you can learn so much. And that's your whole job right now, is to just learn about things. And I miss that. And I envy that, because that was one of my favorite things. Even when I was a student, of course, I complained my fair share, I'm sure, about taking classes I was not interested in, because there are, of course, some that you have to take just regardless. But overall, there were so many that I got to take that didn't have any, I mean, even especially in my senior year, I was taking a couple classes that I just had space for and that were just really interesting. I took some history classes that I just wanted to take. And I just really, in a philosophy class that I just wanted to take. And I just love that. That's one of the things I actually do really like about working for a university, is that with my tuition benefit, I'm still able to take classes here and there. So I've taken a couple French classes to keep up, like I mentioned, just continue keeping up the French. This term, I'm slated to take a yoga class in the evenings. So just to keep learning. I think that's vital and so, so exciting.
You've already touched on it a little bit, but what are some of the other things you really like about working in a university?
Definitely the learning aspect. I think for myself, and just being part of something, I'm somebody that really wants to work for an organization that I support the mission of. And I would have a hard time working for somewhere that I didn't agree with what they were contributing to the world 100%. And that's why I love working for a university, and especially Ohio State, because I've had such a good experience personally at Ohio State. But working for a university just in general, because the mission is education, the mission is well-being, and the mission is just driving everybody forward and making the world better inherently, learning more about the world. And I just think that is so fantastic. And my job specifically is trying to recruit more people to join that mission. And I really like that aspect. I liked that when I was a university ambassador, because my job was, again, to, you know, bring people in and show them, look at how cool this place is and what you could do here, and tell them about all the opportunities. And I do that now through writing, which is another great way and another fun way to reach people and to show them what can be done here. And I like the idea that you are opening up people to all sorts of opportunity. I think that's a really, really fun job. And I think it ultimately relates to what I envisioned for myself, which is just helping create new knowledge in the world. Now I'm bringing in people to help them contribute to that mission, just in a different way. And I also really like that working for a university, I'm connected to all of that. So like I said, I can take classes, but I can also go to all the events. I go to Science Sundays. On Sunday, they often have a professor come and talk about their research during the fall and spring. And I love those, to hear what faculty are doing that I wouldn't necessarily hear from otherwise. Events with the psych department. I have gone to a handful of events with the psych department, with the French department that they plan, big, some of the social events that they plan. I love being connected to something so big and so social and opportunity driven.
Ohio State's got to be an amazing place to do that because of all the opportunities that it offers. That was one of the reasons I came, was just, it's so many opportunities, massive alumni network, massive like research opportunities, which you touched on. So that's got to make your job a little easier and fun to be able to market all that.
Yeah, and especially when you personally believe in it because you did it. You know, that makes it, when you got to do all of these different things. And I mean, research, the psych department being as excellent as it is, was one of the major reasons that I came to Ohio State. Like you mentioned, for opportunity. I knew that I was really interested in psychology, and I knew that I was interested specifically in research, and seeing what kinds of research professors are doing here. And knowing that, I mean, they're cited all over the world from Ohio State, that they're invited all over the world to talk about their research. How could you say no to that?
Is there any like specific experience, or you touched on the professor that you did the research for, but is there anyone specifically that you believe has molded you into who you are today?
Yeah, from Ohio State, you mean? Like in Ohio
just in
State?
General.
Well, lots of people. That's hard. I right now I would have to say my supervisor here at Ohio State, Christina Emick. She's the head editor on our marketing and strategic communications team. So I report to her, and she has just been fantastic. She has been the best supervisor I could imagine. So I think having a really supportive supervisor who sees something in you and helps you achieve things you wouldn't have otherwise, because they have full confidence in you. That's such a great feeling, and not one I've experienced before in the same way from a mentor in a while, I feel like, but she's an excellent mentor. But all throughout Ohio State, I had lots of different mentors as well that believed in me and helped me achieve things and were great. I talked about Dr. Crocker, but I actually worked a lot more closely with one of her graduate students who was responsible for a lot of the projects that I helped on initially, Tao Zheng, who is actually just finishing up a postdoc at Northwestern and is about to start another postdoc at Stanford University, which is so cool. So that's what I'm talking about, just the caliber of the people here who are working on such cool, innovative projects. And so I think they've definitely shaped me. And I've also just been very kind, like I talked about with my current supervisor.
So last questions,
yeah,
about you being an alumni specifically, not within your job, but just day-to-day, personal or professional, how has being an alumni of OSU impacted you?
In a lot of ways. I met a lot of the closest people in my life, either at Ohio State or grew closer with them because of Ohio State. And so being an alumni, or being an alum, I guess, has helped me in a lot of ways, because it creates a community of people who all remember the experience of being at Ohio State. It helped me get my current job, because I was able to vouch for the experience and to show that I had very direct experience with the university. And it's also, it creates a network of people. It creates a network of people, like I talked about, both in real life, where I just have lots of friends, colleagues from Ohio State. And also, I mean, the number of people that I connected to, even on something like LinkedIn, that are Buckeyes, either, you know, staff or alumni themselves, that I can see and just hear about all sorts of cool opportunities around the world that I may want to try out. And I think other schools being smaller and less focused on their alumni and less connected as students and then as alumni, you just don't get that same level of opportunity and connection later on. And so you're a little bit more on your own, I feel like. But at Ohio State, that has just not been the case. I feel like you are part of something that I think you're not part of necessarily if you, you know, go somewhere else and you're not as tight-knit and so or close-knit. So I think it's helped me a lot, like I said, get my current job and just be connected to a lot of different people that are doing really amazing things, like interviewing and about to take a position at Stanford with a professor who I think is just fabulous there. And so I think it's really cool.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us your career, your college path, and just some of the knowledge you've gained within and outside of college.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on here. This is such a fun opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the Student Alumni Council podcast. Join me next month where I discuss studying abroad with Abby Krumel. I wish everyone a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year. Thank you.